Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice here at Drunken Lullaby Studios, bringing you a special episode today of Drunken Lullabies. Going to change things up a little bit. This is going to be a music-heavy episode. The whole purpose of this episode is to feature some bands that have been waiting to be bands of the week for a really long time, and I feel bad because I get a lot of bands interested in being on the show and lined up with release dates, and sometimes bands get pushed back a little bit, regrettably. So what I'm going to do, we're nearing the 100th episode. I'm going to feature several bands that just didn't make it onto the show in the first 100 episodes, and I feel bad because I got permission from them a long time ago. So we're going to play a song from each of them. I'm going to tell you a little bit about them before we play. And it's just going to give you more of a chance to hear some other bands rather than just one. And I'm still going to be drinking during the show. So, as always, Drunken Lullabies is brought to you by Distill Brewery. And Distill was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting Bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of... Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Dakaris series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone. With options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania, Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us. Support flavor, drink Distill. Okay, so that will lead me to introduce our guest for this episode. It's me. It's a solo show. It's just going to be me and you getting intimate, listening to some music, and drinking some beers. So kick back, relax, and let the soothing sounds of The Voice fuck your ears for the next hour. The drinking game is in effect for all you drunkomaniacs out there. So anytime there's a swear word, take a drink. Anytime there is a pop culture reference or impression, take a drink. Anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas, take a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said, that's going to be a drink too. And we'll just make the word of the day banned. Because I have a feeling I'll probably say that a few times. All right, well, it's time now that I've introduced your drinking game. It's time for me to play my drinking game, which is called Spin the Bottle.
Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drum dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drum dial, no. Pound that beer.
All right, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. It is time for Spin the Bottle. And it seems like this is going to be an obvious choice as to who's chugging, seeing as how I'm the only one here. So, I guess, what's the point of even spinning the bottle? I'm just going to crack open a Flatback IPA. Well, I already poured it, so it's in my glass now. But, yeah, from Iron Spike in Galesburg... Bottoms up. This is the Flatback IPA to get the thing, get the shit started. Whew. All right. Well, yeah, it kind of took all the excitement out of it, knowing I was going to have to do it. It's usually... Playing spin the bottle by yourself is it's a lonely activity, but you know what? You still got to do it sometimes. All right, well, as I said, this is a little different of an episode, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce a few bands for you. We're going to start with a band called Attica Riots, and apparently they're big fans of Prison Riots, maybe the show Oz, Prison Break, Orange is the New Black, perhaps, but they're from Winnipeg, which means they're Canadian. We've featured several Canadian bands on the show before, but they are a three-piece made up of Bobby, Anders, and Kyle, and they have a new single out right now called Give It To Me, which I'm not featuring because I have a different song that I really enjoy, and I felt like playing that one. So I asked them in the past what some of their favorite breweries were, and they've got some local Winnipeg breweries that they enjoy. PEG Beer Company, Half Pints, which apparently is a Laura Ingalls Wilder Little House on the Prairie themed brewery. Sounds fantastic. I'd love to drink a half pint. Barn Hammer Brewing Company in Canada, they said, has been a little behind the curve on the whole craft beer thing, and only in the last few years have they seen the rise in popularity with lots of new smaller breweries opening up, but it's definitely a welcome change. So, yeah, Attica Riots knows their beer, and they know their music. I'm going to let you guys hear it right now. This is a catchy little ditty they call Misery off of their debut self-titled EP. So here we go. This is Attica Riots with Misery on Drunken Lullabies.
Breathe, sigh, inhale another life.
hope you guys enjoyed that one. I know I do. It's quite the toe tapper. Maybe get your booty shaking a little bit. Something else that'll get your booty shaking from Half Acre Brewing Company, a Lockertown Oktoberfest. Now, they did spell that with the C, not the standard K. But, yeah, 6%. You know, it's kind of Oktoberfest-ish time. It says Release the Hounds on the bottom of the can, so that's fun. But our next band from Los Angeles, California, Private Island. They are an indie rock band, and they have a few releases under their belt. They've got some singles. They do have some tour dates coming up. If you're in the California or Texas area, make sure you check them out. Go to privateisland.bandcamp.com, and you can find out all about their releases and tour schedules. They're also on Facebook, which that is how I contacted them. So feel free to check them out there. And the song that we're going to feature, it's an older song. It's not one of the new singles, although those are good. I just really enjoy this older track, so I felt obliged to play this one. It's called Bare Hands, B-E-A-R, not B-A-R-E, although it could be that way as well. They really like animals, apparently. So this is Private Island out of L.A. It looks like there's about six of them in the band, so kind of a collective group. But we've got this track here for you today. I'm going to enjoy some more of this Oktoberfest, and we will let you get to your own private island here on Drunken Lullabies.
Drive.
That was Private Island with Bare Hands. And as I said, that's an older song. That's from 2014 off of their A Good Look EP. So check that out. Since then, they've put out another EP called Sunbreak. And since then, they've had a couple Sunbreak B-sides and a couple new singles released this year. So all of them are on Spotify. Feel free to check those out. And also, as I said, go to their Facebook page for all that info. All right. Hope you guys are drinking along with me. As I said, I got this Oktoberfest. Since I'm not sharing the beers, they don't disappear as fast because I can only drink so much. Oh, there's an audible expulsion of gas for you. Know what else we got for you? We got another band. And this band is another one from LA. We're just going to stay on the West Coast right now. Coming to you, this is going to be The Rex. And you can find them at wearetherex.com. They are a five-piece consisting of Nick, Aaron, Nick number two, Weston, and Billy. They're on Another Century Records, and their biography says they are heavily influenced by groups such as The Pixies, The Strokes, Weezer, and Vampire Weekend. This five-piece isn't afraid to blend undeniably catchy choruses with lyrics and vocals that have an underlying substance and a certain quirk that give them their young signature sound. So there you go. This is The Rex, and I think this song may have been played on some TV shows or something. I can't say for sure, but for some reason that's sticking in my head. But this is their lead single. They have a video for it. This is called Favorite Liar. Hope you dig it. Right here on Drunken Lullabies.
I remember going out to see the big rides, but without you knowing, I hope you're not too mad. I go a lot, I go a lot. I remember weekends, but we got too cool for them. And I remember thinking maybe we could just pretend tonight, for just tonight. Up with you, I wanna wake up feeling tired. I wanna wake up with you, I wanna lay there for a while. But that don't change the show. A liar, a liar.
Feel alive. It's just too bad that you're alive. try to hide away, but you said no.
All right, that was The Rex. Hope you enjoyed that. Like I said, kind of hear that Strokes-ish guitar in there. And yeah, nice up-and-coming band for you guys to check out. Another up-and-coming band for you to check out is our next band, hailing from Sydney, Australia. We're leaving the continent. We're going down under. And it is time for Undercast. And they're an alternative band. They're a five-piece featuring Michael, Brandon, Manny, Joshua, and Lachlan on drums. And you can find them at undercast.bandcamp.com. Or again, look for them on Facebook at Undercast Band. But they've got a new single called Loiter, and that's what we're going to play for you right now. So hope you guys enjoy this. Here we go. This is Undercast with Loiter here on Drunken Lullabies. Four songs in. I hope you guys enjoy what you've heard so far. As I said before, these bands were contacted almost, you know, some of them over a year ago. So I feel bad that I contacted them so long ago and never featured them on the show because, like I said, other bands kind of taken their spots. So I just thought this would be a good way to do it. And it's like I'm making you a little bonus mixtape for the week. Bands I think you should check out, and hopefully you will. And who knows, maybe one of these songs will become your jam for the month. And the next song we're going to play is from a band called Rare Futures. And they are formerly known as Happy Body Slow Brain. And they are out of New York, New York. They're a groove rock band founded by journeyman musician Matt Fozzi, who has played with Taking Back Sunday, The Deer Hunter, RX Bandits, Atlas Genius, Envy on the Coast, The Movie Life. I mean, this is a huge, huge resume that he has played with. and Rare Futures meshes heavy prog rock groove and R&B soul with 80s synthesizers and rich melody, giving nods to groups like Soundgarden, Tears for Fears, Jellyfish, as well as Sade, and The Spinners. Their new album, This Is Your Brain on Love, was independently released back in March of 2016 on their own label, Cerebral Music Group. So, the song is from that album. Hope you guys enjoy it. From This Is Your Brain on Love, here is Rare Futures with Reminding Me to Live. Did you enjoy that? I'd like to think you did. Rare Futures, check them out. Like I said, they're a little groovier than some of the bands we feature on here, but I like to change things up. We can't just play, you know, pop punk and emo and indie rock all the time. We gotta change it up, and we're gonna change it on up with another new band. We're staying in the same city, from New York, New York. Our next band is Glint, G-L-I-N-T, and you can find them at glintonline.com. They are a four-piece on the Votive Caroline Rely Records collective, I guess, because that's three different labels. A little biography on them. Glint, a little bright spot in a world of darkness. After dropping out of high school and parting from a successful career on Broadway, Jace Blankfort naturally gravitated towards a new creative force of what is now Glint, a critically acclaimed frontman, producer, and principal songwriter. Jace is also the co-owner and resident producer at the band's atypical warehouse studio headquarters, appropriately coined The Factory. Hailed as an arena rock wall of sound, the live outfit is centered around multi-instrumentalist Jace and his counterpart, Anders, who at 19 years old became the driving force of Glint's anthematic heartbeat. Over the years, Glint independently paid their dues and played the bigs, touring all over U.S. and 12 countries in Europe, opening up for such bands as MGMT, TV on the Radio, the Airborne Toxic Event, and many more. The band was written up for their live show in several publications like Billboard, NME, and including iTunes and NME's Download of the Week. And so check them out. See if they're playing in your area. Just follow them on social media. The song we're going to play is called Get Out the Way, and it's here on Drunken Lullabies.
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way.
Lost on the way into your room again. 'Cause it's not the same as I remember it. I could get so close, but not anymore. I've been running round corners and kicking down doors. Black were the lines around your eyes again. Don't dare deny, we both remember when. We used to get so close, but what was it for? We've been running round corners and kicking down doors.
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way.
is what you've led me to.
And that was Get Out the Way from their album Inverter. That was Glint. And our next band comes from the UK. They're a band that's not very active on social media, but I would still check them out. So if you follow them, you'll be alerted if they have a new song. But they only have about 5 songs under their belts. They're a pretty under the radar band, in my opinion, from Newport, South Wales. They are The Hearts, and you can find them at loveandriots.com or look for them on Facebook at The Hearts UK. And we're going to play their most recent song. It's called Lover's Drug. It came out last year. They have a few other singles that you might enjoy as well. I think all their songs are great. Hoping that they have a little activity going on. And the band's made up of Alex, Hamish, and Jamie. They're totally unsigned, totally DIY. And when I contacted them, they said, a few of us love a good craft beer. There's a great local brewery that has become a biggie called Tiny Rebel. And I probably won't have a chance to try that since I'm not in South Wales. But who knows where my travels may take me down the road. What I do know is my travels right now are going to take me to the bottom of this pint glass, and it's going to take you to enjoying The Hearts called Lover's Drug here on Drunken Lullabies.
Yeah.
right, that was The Hearts with Lover's Drug. Kind of has a Killers-ish vibe to me a little bit. Maybe you guys think so too. Doesn't matter to me as long as you like it. That's the important thing. And here's another song I think you guys might like. This group is called Night Beast, which I know sounds pretty hardcore, but really not. They more of like a party rock style band artists that I'd kind of compare to like Andrew WK or I don't know, maybe like a Foxy Shazam, but more pop punk. So this song we're going to play, it reminds me a lot of like old school Sum 41. They're out of Dayton, Ohio, home of Guided by Voices. And it says, Night Beast actually started as a joke, and depending upon who you ask, it may still be one. Nick Testa started writing and recording silly songs in between beers to make his friends laugh. As a former member of what is now Hawthorne Heights, and a guitar tech for bands such as Bayside, Say Anything, and Brand New, Nick has seen the world of serious music and wanted to put his own bizarre and fun-spirited spin on it. After many years of solo sets and national tours with Hawthorne Heights, Hit the Lights, Just Surrender, and more, Testa decided it was time to give up. Instead of doing that, which he could have, he handpicked five special and unique characters to fill out the band. The music and shows have gotten a little more serious, but still maintain the core value of just have fun, no matter who you are or what you look like. If you catch Night Beast, what you'll get is a full-fledged party band. Jumps, kicks, and jump kicks flank a sound that is pop with alternative, hip-hop, punk, electronic, and comedy, all drenched in malt liquors and other various substances not available for print. The Night Beast may not be for everyone, but they are for anyone. So check out Night Beast. You can find them on Facebook at The Night Beast. And yeah, we're going to play a song that was one of my jams for last summer. It's just such a catchy ass song, and it's all about partying. This is Paid and Rowdy from Night Beast here on Drunken Lullabies.
Just wanna get paid to get rowdy!
Yeah!
Okay, and that was Night Beast. We're moving from the Midwest back to Canada. We're going back up north, and our next band is Courage My Love. And they just released a 14-track album called Synesthesia. It was released in February of this year. And we're going to play the lead single, Stereo. And it's a pretty catchy song. It's female-fronted band that are out of Kitchener, Ontario. They're a trio, and they've got a pretty good following up in Canada. They haven't broken out here as much, but that could change. The band is made up of twin sisters, who are the drummer and also the guitarist-singer, the Arnhorn sisters, Phoenix and Mercedes. And yeah, they've been touring around. I believe they have a UK tour coming up soon. They've been doing this since 2010. They were discovered at a Battle of the Bands in Ontario. And since then, they've blown up. Even director Kevin Smith is among the many fans that had discovered their music. So yeah, we're gonna let you hear from Courage My Love. And here is Stereo on Drunken Lullabies. Courage My Love with Stereo. Some nice poppy female fronted music there for you. We're going to stay in Canada for a little while. I love a lot of Canadian bands, and we're going to feature a few on this show, obviously. So our next one is called Winter Sleep, and they hail from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They actually have been a band for about 16 years now. Have put out about 4 albums, I think. And they were actually recipients of a Juno Award in 2008. So they're an award-winning band. And Winter Sleep is composed of Paul, Lowell, and Tim. And I'm going to play a song from their most recent album, which is called The Great Detachment. And the song we're going to play was the first single from that record. It hit the number one spot on the Canadian rock and Canadian alternative rock charts. So it's got to be a good song, right? And this is America here on Drunken Lullaby.
Think of the time we had, the moments truer now. It won't last. I don't wanna wave goodbye, shout out 1,000 times. I love you till the moment dies. What am I gonna do? I can't survive on my America. Is true? Is it just a waste of time? What am I trying to find? Are you alive? Oh my America, perennial with the earth and freedom, love and law and life. Perennial with the earth, my freedom, I don't wanna die. That you love to dance, but you don't know how. It doesn't mean that we can't try. Fix me in your twilight eyes, so we can make a moment last. What am I gonna do? I can't survive on my America. If the worst is true, is it just a waste of time? What am I trying to find? Are you alive? Oh my America, perennial with the earth and freedom, love and law and life. Perennial with the earth, my freedom, I don't wanna die. Perennial with the earth and freedom, love.
Okay, and we're back, and we got more Canadian rock for you from Vancouver, British Columbia. It is Japanese Girls, but it's not spelled that way. It's spelled J-P-N-S-G-R-L-S. Just take out all the vowels, Japanese Girls. They are a four-piece. They are considered indie alternative prog rock. They're on Light Organ Records, and you can find them online. They got Twitter, they got Facebook, and a website. Just type in JPNSGRLS. and it will take you there. They formed in Vancouver in 2010, and with their debut recording, the Shark Week EP, released through Light Organ Records. Shortly after, the group linked up with producer Steve Bays, who's worked with Hot Hot Heat in the past, and they began the follow-up material to the EP, which eventually became their 2014 LP release, Circulation. We're actually going to play a song from that album. With a straight out-of-the-garage noisiness balanced by bold hooks, the LP saw the band reach landmark successes, including top 25 commercial radio charting performances at major events such as South by Southwest, CMJ, The Great Escape, and tours both in Canada and internationally. On the heel of this traction, Japanese Girls headed back to the studio to start on their second LP that was due out last summer, and you can look for the first single for that. It's called Bully for You, but we're, like I said, gonna play an older song. This was the first track of theirs I ever heard. I really, really dug it, and it is called Southern Comforting, and now you're gonna hear it here on Drunken Lullabies. There a little bit, but now it is time for me to have a little more alcohol myself. It's time for the sponsor spotlight.
Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster, and now a word from my sponsor.
Okay, this week from Distill Brewery in Bloomington, Illinois, but available many, many fine states in our country. We are going with the Mango IPA known as Amra. And Amra is actually Sanskrit for mango, and it intertwines fruity hop characters of a West Coast style IPA with the fruitiness of juicy, juicy mangoes, resulting in an elaborate and psychedelic tapestry of flavors that were absolutely destined for each other in this beer. Cheers! And the flavor profile, mango, obviously, hoppy, fruity, sweet, and light. It's a crusher. It's 7% though, so it will definitely get the job done. And this is a West Coast style beer, and we're going to listen to a West Coast style band. To close it out for today, hailing from Seattle, Washington, it is Young in the City. And they were born from an old band and an empty summer. While still in high school, members Keelan, Michael, and Noah had formed Beneath Oceans in their hometowns of Centralia and Chehalis, Washington. After a year of local shows and a recorded but unreleased EP, the band went their separate ways. Fast forward to 2015. During a lull in Noah's own touring schedule, a reunion was planned, with little expectation other than a chance to play music with old friends. While it was quickly discovered that the original Beneath Oceans material was unplayable, a writing chemistry was still there. The beginnings of new songs were penned in that first practice, and the band began writing new material over the summer. Inspired by elements of Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, The Strokes, and Huey Lewis in the News, Young in the City's priority is to follow their intuition of musical fun without pretense. The lyrics are full of images of youthful abandon and excess, sexuality and recklessness. It is a celebration of youth for any age. So we are going to feature one of those songs, but I had contacted them to see, you know, one, if I could play them on the show, but two, if they had any favorite beers. And they said some of their favorite local breweries are Fremont Brewing Company and Holy Mountain Brewing. The Fremont Interurban IPA is a rehearsal staple, and they make a killer barrel-aged stout that they call Kentucky Death Star. So there you go. You can find their music on their website, which is younginthecityband.com. You can also find them on Spotify, so feel free to look them up on there and check it out. But we've got our last song of the show. This is Young in the City with Gold in the Sun here on Drunken Lullabies.
With your voices, planting the seeds of divorces, wild horses couldn't drag you away. Five years.
Okay, and we're back. I'm going to run through the bands one more time just to thank them for being a part of Drunken Lullabies and apologizing for not giving them a full episode. But I had a feeling if I didn't do it this way, they probably weren't going to be featured for a really long time. So I just give them one song here to kind of showcase my favorite track of theirs, and hopefully you guys will seek out and listen to some more. So we had Attica Riots, we had Private Island, The Rex, Undercast, Rare Futures, Glint, The Hearts, Night Beast, Courage My Love, Winter Sleep, Japanese Girls, and lastly, Young in the City. All right, well, next week, it's going to be a big one. You know, we're turning the triple digits. I've been doing this for almost 2 years as of recording time, and I've drank a lot of beer. I have talked to a lot of brewers, a lot of musicians, listened to a lot of music, and made a lot of new friends. And I would like to thank everybody who's listened for the past 99 episodes. And also, you know, I started doing Drunk at the Movies. I've had bonus episodes. So I've actually released my 100th episode of content quite a while ago. But it's going to be the 100th proper episode of Drunken Lullabies. And hopefully, it'll be a special one and you guys will enjoy that. So, this is The Voice saying, until next time, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
Ah yes, it's Couch Pilots, the show that dares to fly into the unknown territory of awful television pilots of the past. Join Captain Blake Clayton and me, the Bottle Cap Kid, as we soar through the skies while discussing television shows that had one and only one episode. We'll dig into behind-the-scenes facts that may or may not be interesting, break down why it didn't work, unearth reviews from around the world, and provide our very own special brand of rating. So click a blue link, say hi to Tarmac John, and become one of our very own frequent flyers by subscribing in iTunes or your favorite podcast app of choice, and earn points towards an array of surprise prizes. Check out new episodes every Monday, and don't forget to rate us, leave us a review, and tell a friend. And as always, we're proudly part of the FCF Network family of shows at fcfnetwork.com. Well, these pilots are usually rough, but it's always a smooth flight here on Couch Pilots. Thanks, everyone. Hope to see you soon.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.